This is Monitor. Here are the sounds of music, people, and places to brighten your day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And here's your host for the next hour.
I'm Gene Rayburn, and I declare this hour of Monitor open. Question, what's the highway hazard that's most often overlooked by drivers? The answer, anger, which can be even more dangerous than a blowout. When you're behind the wheel, control your temper. You'll have a better chance of controlling your car. Monitor serves up two musical performances of Miser Lou, first a Laconie Francis, then in the David Rose style.
Thank you.
Hi there. Now, monitor sports. Would you believe it? Jimmy Brown, pro football's greatest runner, is more interested these days in Oscars than in touchdowns. Brown, making a movie in London, recently announced his retirement from the gridiron, said he was making more than $75,000 for the film, and no one was knocking him down. However, many feel for one reason or another that Brown's retirement is more in the nature of a publicity stunt, that when the film is released, he'll be in the backfield of the Cleveland Browns. Not so, says Jimmy, in this rare interview given to Monitor's David Weber.
Jim Brown, here in London, you're making a film, I understand, no longer in professional football. What about your retirement?
Well, actually, Dave, there's not too much about it at all. I have retired from professional football, and I plan to go into a few other things. I have a couple of business ventures that I'd like to pursue further. And I'm also doing films. I hope to do a couple of others. But my main purpose for retiring, I think, is to participate more fully with my organization, the Negro Industrial and Economic Union.
Maybe you could tell us something about the union, Jim.
Well, there's so much to tell about it because there's so much that we've been doing and there's so much we'd like to do. But basically, it's an organization which stresses economic power. Meaning that we would like to have Negroes participate more fully in the mainstream of the American economy.
Well, what about football itself? Do you have any plans for getting back to that, or is that definitely something you look back to?
Well, my playing days are over. I had 9 real fine years. I enjoyed my last 3 under Blanton Collier terrifically. I enjoyed a great relationship with our own Art Modell. And we were very successful in the last 3 years. Well, we've been very successful over the 9 years. But I don't really plan to play at all. I mean, I am finished as far as playing. But I do have an agreement with Mr. Modell that I would act as a consultant for about 3 years and maybe do a little coaching. This is a possibility, but I have the choice of doing this. But when I get back to Cleveland, I will contact him and offer my services while I'm in town.
Tell me this, Jim. How does a man of your renowned physical condition, how do you keep in shape now that you're not actually in professional sports?
Well, actually, I think it's a matter of wanting to maintain one's physical condition because I do a little running. I'm conscious sometimes of what I eat. I participate in various sports. I played a little tennis the other day. And I play golf and basketball. So it's a matter of sort of a year-round program, just participating, staying active, and my weight always stays basically the same, and I keep my same muscle tone.
Very good, Jim Brown. Thank you very much. This is David Weber in London for Monitor Sports.
Hey, big spender.
Peggy Lee.
The minute you walk in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Hey, big spender. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a view? Laugh, laugh, I can show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, would you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
A little time with me.
Monitor on Stage, in which we recapture the pleasure that a fine performance brings, this one by the Kirby Stone Four had a very personal quality because among the performers were the audience. Then when you hear them join in shortly, you join in too, okay? If you're going somewhere right now, in your car, or even on foot, carrying one of those pocket-sized transistor sets that make radio more portable than ever, Monitor sends the king of the road along to keep you company. Hope is probably the only individual who comes close to being as much on the go as your favorite show monitor, and he's one of the greatest favorites in the entire world of show business, and the reason is obvious. When you listen to the warm and witty way he reminisced about one aspect of his great career, movies, with monitor reporter Jack Eigen in Chicago.
How about the first picture you made with Shirley Ross? How did that come about, Bob? How did you and...
Well, I was in the Follies with Fanny Bryce in the Winter Garden, and Harlan Thompson and Mitch Lyson, the director, came. But Jack Benny was supposed to do this film, and he couldn't do it on something on account of his schedule. So they heard about me, and I introduced I Can't Get Started With You, the song, and I used this beautiful red-headed gal to sing it to. She was a show gal, and she later became Eve Arden. And I sang I Can't Get Started To You, and they came back in a dinner jacket, you know, kind of suave, and they bought this. It was a great tune. And so they said, how would you like this part? And I said, well, I was bugged with Hollywood because they gave me a test in 1930 when I went out there to play the Orpheum, and they let me look at it, and my nose came on the screen about 20 minutes before I did, you know. And they never helped me, and you know, I just jumped on the plane for my next stop of the train, rather, for Salt Lake, and I said, well, that's places for oranges, you know, out there, and who needs it? And wouldn't go back. And I had a mat on, big elephant grudge, for 7 years. And they called me. After I got in Roberta in 33, they wanted me to go to MGM. And I said, for what? What's the part? Real nasty, snarly, you know. Mm-hmm. Real sore about this thing. Real childlike. Wouldn't go. Next, on a show with Harry Richmond called Say When, you know. And they wanted me to go to RKO. And I said, nah, for what? For what? I was down Avenue M making shorts, starting on radio, you know, starting to go. I was really mad at Hollywood. I was just mad at the whole business, you know. Got out there. And anyway, I went out and I got off, and Louis Scherer, my agent, met me at the plane. He said, you're going to like this part. I said, but I don't need this country, you know. I had about $12,000 saved up, and I was king. Anyway, I heard this tune, Thanks for the Memory, and sang it with Shirley in the first picture. And they had no idea of ever picking up my option after that first picture. I got $20,000 for the first picture. Damon Runyon saw the picture in New York, wrote a whole column. Because I lived with Damon, and I'm at the same hotel. And he wrote a whole column about how I sang. He didn't say anything about any of the laughs in the picture, because W.C. Fields was the big comic in the picture. Martha Ray, you know, Ben Blue and all of them. He said, how I sang this song and how delightful it was. Mac Miller took this notice into the front office at Paramount, and he laid it down, and he said, there it is. How about that? Otherwise, I don't think they'd have ever picked the option up. And they said, well, that looks pretty good, and we better grab this boy, you know. So they gave me option for three more pictures, and I staggered around till I finally hit Cat and Canary with Paulette Goddard, and that's where I started.
Then how did you and Crosby...
Bing and I, we met in 1932.
Uh-huh.
We played the Capitol Theater in New York, and we got to be very good friends. We started ad-libbing together. Abe Lyman was on the show, and Cass Mackinac. And so we started to do all little bits together and had a lot of fun. And so when I went out there in 37, you know, he was down at Del Mar, and I went down and played a date with him, and he came on and worked, and we worked together, did a lot of this stuff, and I said, one of the producers down there said, hey, these two guys work together, there's something going, you know. So they had this script called Flight to Singapore. That was the original title.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were doing it, for some reason or other, they changed it Road to Singapore. And we just ad-libbed all over the place, and it caught on. That was the start of the Road series. And if we can get another one that's downhill for him, we may do another one.
Thank you very much, Bob Hope. And this is Jack Eigen for Monitor.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it, how the great comedians like Bob Hope can be funny, even when they're just engaged in conversation. And he certainly is never at a loss for a laugh line.
How well do you know the history of your army? For example, do you know when the ambulance corps was established? On August 2nd, 1862, General Order No. 147 authorized one captain to each Army Corps as the commandant of the ambulance corps, a first lieutenant for a division, a second lieutenant for a brigade, and a sergeant for each regiment. The corps members wore a green band on their caps and a green half chevron on each arm. 2 years later, in March 1864, the ambulance corps was given national recognition by Act of Congress. Thus, another page was added to the history of your United States Army.
Gene Rayburn once again with more of the Monitor. Music on Monitor now by Al Martino. His latest.
Just yesterday, we were two lonely people far apart, who never knew that love was on its way, and that it soon would fill our hearts. Just yesterday, the world was empty and our chances were so small that you and I would ever find each other's lonely arms at all. But now today seems so much brighter than our yesterday. Somehow our two lost dreams have found their way, and now together walk as one.
Very nice. Took you partway to Khartoum there, via Ferranti and Teicher.